Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Prayer has several elements. Now, number one, it brings you into personal fellowship and touch with your Father God. He is the Father of spirits. It brings you into personal fellowship and touch with your Father God and with the Lord Jesus Christ and with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Brother Hagin for today's message.
Well, if you have your Bibles, open them with me to the 16th chapter of John's Gospel, and let's read two or three verses here, from different areas. We'll read two here from John's Gospel first, that is the 16th chapter. 16th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus is speaking, and he said in the 23rd and 24th verses, And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Now, while you're right there close, just look back into the 15th chapter and notice the 7th verse. 15th chapter and the 7th verse. If ye abide in me, Jesus is speaking, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now again, open your Bibles to the 6th chapter of Ephesians. We'll read a verse that has been our golden text in all of our prayer seminars. That is Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hallelujah. Let's just read these words. Praying always with all prayer in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, prayer has several elements. I've just jotted down some things here years ago. And in going over prayer notes, I found these, and it just sounds good. Amen. A lot of times I'll write down things the Spirit of God gives me. Or sometimes if you're reading something, from a magazine, periodical, or a book or something, and maybe just one statement will fit right in with what you've already got. So you just put that right in there, sort of make a sandwich out of it, Amen. And through the years, you'll gather up some very important things. A lot of times the Lord will give me something, even in preaching or teaching, I don't have any scripture for, just the thoughts. And I'll write them down, then I'll look up for scripture, and that's the way I am on this. And so I wanted to read all three of these scriptures, or portions of scripture, there are two verses on one of them, because I wanted you to see that in prayer there is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost involved. Hallelujah. Last verse said, praying in the Spirit. Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it you. So, prayer has several elements. Now, number one, it brings you into personal fellowship and touch with your Father God. He is the Father of spirits. It brings you into personal fellowship and touch with your Father God and with the Lord Jesus Christ and with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. All three of the Godhead are brought into the prayer life. You see, according to what Jesus said in John 16, 23 and 24, you are praying to the Father. You are praying in the name of Jesus. You are praying through the Holy Spirit with the aid and the assistance of the Holy Spirit. In the Spirit, he speaks here. That can be either in English or in tongues. And your prayer is based upon the Word of God. See, you got all four elements in prayer. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Word, the written Word. Jesus is the living Word. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will. I believe this is going to preach pretty good, isn't it? I don't remember ever preaching this before. I told you I was going to bring out some things I hadn't preached. I believe it's going to, it's beginning to feel pretty good, you know. I mean, you know, it's not like you try on a new suit. So I believe that's going to wear pretty good. I mean, it's already beginning to feel good, you know. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. We all want to get to that place where you ask what you will. Think about that. He didn't say you ask and if it's God's will, he'll do it. That's human reasoning. No, he said you'll ask what ye will and it shall be done. But now then, of course, don't take that and run off with it, because it's based on you abiding in him. That's fellowship and in him, staying in him, and his words abiding in you. Hallelujah. If your prayer life is controlled by the Word, and it should be, you don't have to worry about the will of God, because the Word of God is the will of God, and you're not going to ask for anything outside of the Word of God if his Word's abiding in you. So you don't have to bother about that. That solves that will of God problem. See, people over here who are not in the Word, you always know when they're not in the Word. Because they're running around talking about, well, I don't know what his will is. We'll pray. If it's his will, he'll do it. If it's not, he won't. I know right then they're not in the Word. Don't shout me down. I just cause them preaching real good. I know right then they're not in the Word. Because if you're in the Word, you know what his will is. Because his word is his will. After all, that's what testament means. Did you ever go where there's reading a will? You know, someone had died that says a last will and testament. Hallelujah. Amen. Of so and so. Well, the New Testament, thank God, is the will of God revealed to us through the death of Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? And so if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will. What ye will. Hallelujah. And it shall be done unto you. Now, so then, you're praying to the Father. You're praying in the name of Jesus. You're praying through the Holy Ghost or in the Holy Ghost or with the aid of the Holy Ghost. And your prayer is based on the Word of God. That will solve the prayer problem. That's the answer. You don't need any more answers than that. Yeah, somebody said, but. I know right then they don't believe the Word, or else they're not paying any attention to the Word. There's no ifs and ands and buts about it. If the Bible said it is so, praise God. If I don't know what it said, that's my problem. I need to get into the Word. Hallelujah. But you see, most folks coming around seeking help, you know, you tell them what the Word said, but yeah, but now what's your opinion? I've had them to ask me. I said, I don't have any opinion. I just believe what the Word says. Amen. Yeah, but what do you think about it? Well, I don't think anything about it. The Bible said it, I believe. What you need to do is get in the Word. I've said to people, what you need to do is to get in the Word. They'll turn right around and say, yeah, but couldn't you give me a word to sort of help me? Yeah, I already have. Amen. See, they're seeking help outside of the Word of God. There is no help outside the Word of God for the Christian. That's where his help is in God and in his Word and in his revelation. Are you listening to me? And you see, that's where it is. The Holy Ghost, Jesus said, He'll take the things of mine and show them to you. Hallelujah. See, the Holy Ghost is in this thing too. He'll take the things of mine, Jesus said, show them to you. Now notice what else he said. And he'll bring to your remembrance. Hallelujah. What things soever I've said unto you. See, if you get into the Word of God, the written Word, and live in it and stay there and abide therein and fellowship in it, then when the hour of need arises or whatever it is and you begin to pray, the Holy Ghost will bring to your remembrance.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
On Sunday, May the 5th, we have International Rhema Day.
Yes.
And you know, what I want to say before you say what International Rhema Day is about is that, you know, we keep our tuition low.
Right.
And actually, the actual tuition only pays for 30% of what it costs to train a Rhema Bible Training College student. The other 70% has to be made up from our monthly Word partners, from meetings that we held,
as well as our conferences,
as well as this day, International
Rhema Day. It plays a great part,
yes,
in helping to pay for the things here at the school.
Yes.
And actually, International Rhema Day was created. It's a day that we hope you pray other times, but this is a special day to pray for Rhema Bible Schools. We got 290 of them around the world in 54 nations.
Yes.
For the staff and the students. Now, what happens is, as individuals, churches, and businesses get involved on that day with a special offering,
yes,
to Rhema to help us to continue to train people all over the world. Right now, I believe there's about 119,000 graduates worldwide.
Yes.
From Rhema Bible Colleges, and I don't know how many pastors and youth leaders and children's ministers and music ministers and missionaries that are all over the world.
Yes.
And if you've ever given a dollar to Rhema, you got a part in all that that's going on.
That's
so
right.
Go to rhema.org/IRD and become a part of helping us to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Knowing God as Your Father. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.